Hello and welcome back to the Cornerstone Baptist Church Leeds podcast, Discipleship in Challenging Times. Today is Maundy Thursday, and we are thinking about Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. And once again, we stand on holy ground. So we pray together. Lord, our hearts are stilled and humbled as we come to this day. We bow before you, our Saviour and our friend and our Lord. Come to us today by the Holy Spirit. Give us eyes to see the truth of your word. Nourish our hearts, O Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name, Amen. Today we switch from John's Gospel to read from Luke's Gospel, chapter 22 and verses 39 to 46. Jesus is praying on the Mount of Olives. Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down and prayed. "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." Again here in this reading, we see the extraordinary faithfulness of Jesus contrasted with the failings of the disciples. While Jesus agonizes in prayer, the disciples fall asleep. But there's extraordinary encouragement here for us. We know that as disciples we stumble and struggle and fall. We make our vows to Jesus and then we fail to fulfill them. We too are disciples who mess up. But the amazing thing, not only here, but in reading after reading in the Gospels, is that Jesus never says, "You terrible disciples, I'm going to get rid of you and call another bunch of people to follow me." No, he perseveres with them. He loves them. He forgives them. He teaches them. There is fresh start after fresh start. So it is with us. You may feel weary and weak, and you may have stumbled and struggled and fallen, even already this day. Take heart that Jesus forgives failing disciples. And he does it again and again. We shouldn't presume on his grace. We need to grow into holiness and faithfulness. But nevertheless, when we do fall, there is forgiveness for us. But that forgiveness comes at a cost. And we see that cost with perhaps a bit more clarity here in this reading. In verse 44, Jesus' sweat is like drops of blood on the ground. medical people tell us that this is a real phenomenon. I may well pronounce this word wrongly, but hematidrosis, an actual medical phenomenon where one's sweat will contain blood. The sweat glands that we have are surrounded by small blood vessels, and these vessels can constrict and dilate to the point of rupture, when the blood will then go into the sweat glands. And the cause of this is extreme anguish. This is what Jesus experiences. And we might want to ask the question, well, why? I hope you don't feel this is irreverent in any way, but I do want to ask that question today. Why this extreme anguish? Why is Jesus' sweat containing blood, like drops of blood on the ground? Well, he is approaching death, and that's obviously a terrible thing. But many have faced death, and they have done so sometimes quite calmly. People who have been heroes in time of battle, people who have had terrible news from the hospital about some terminal disease. Sometimes people can face death with real calmness, but Jesus here is clearly not doing that. Why is that the case? Well, he does know that he is going to die on a cross, and death on a cross involved humiliation and great physical suffering. The condemned criminal would be pinned on the cross in such a way that they would be unable to breathe without forcing themselves up on shattered limbs to take gulps of air. In many ways, the death on a cross was the worst way that someone could be killed. It was physical torture. And this gets us much closer to why Jesus' sweat was like drops of blood on the ground. But many, many others were crucified in Jesus' day. And still on its own, this is not enough to help us to appreciate why Jesus went through such anguish. Something else was happening. And the clue is in the cup that is mentioned in verse 42. In Isaiah 51 and verse 17, we read of the cup of God's wrath. And here we see that Jesus bore our penalty and punishment on the cross. He took our place. Jesus, who was perfectly pure, perfectly righteous, who knew no sin, bore the penalty that was rightfully ours. And so we see not only death, not only death on a cross and the physical agony that this involved, but death in our place, dying for our sin, winning the victory over sin and death and hell and the devil. And this explains it. No wonder Jesus' sweat was like drops of blood on the ground. The wonder is, rather, that he drank the cup that was his and drank it down to the dregs. Today we wonder and worship. We receive the forgiveness and grace that Jesus offers us, but we see perhaps with fresh light the price that Jesus paid to set us free. We pause in quietness and we pray together. Lord, we recognize your agony in the garden. And although it is impossible for us to understand the anguish that you experienced, we see that it was great. And we see that you went through all of this for us. We recognize that forgiveness, that grace, that mercy is free to us. But to you it was immensely costly. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you were willing to pay the price to set us free. Thank you that on the cross you won forgiveness for us. Your grace to us is immeasurable, even as the cost to you was immeasurable. Today, Lord, simply we say thank you. We praise your name. We worship you. In Jesus' name, amen.